Praise God. Amen. Nothing will hold us here. Amen. When the Lord comes back, amen, the Bible says the graves are going to split. Plus something, we're out of here. Amen. Ain't that good to know what God's going to do for us? Nothing. The old devil himself, that's not going to have any effect on what we do here. Yeah. And the Lord says it's time to go home. We're going home. Amen, brother. If your song, I don't know what's with you and singing, hitting my message all the time. I don't know what's the problem there. But, amen. You know, I got to thank you today. How much do we love the Lord? Amen. How much are we willing to give God today? Amen. How much time are we willing to give the Lord? Amen. And the biggest question is, just like he asked Peter, he says, Peter, do you love me? Amen. And I got to thinking today about it, and I got to read some scripture, and we got to talk in the church this morning. You know, Jesus didn't a matter a hill of beans to Judas. Amen. Judas sold out, amen, for 30 pieces of silver. Amen. And that's all it took. Amen. That shows you how much love that Judas had for Jesus that day. Amen. Church today, let me tell you something. I got to thank you. Caleb, listen here. You know, God's done so much for you in this life. Your spiritual walk, your physical walk, amen, everything that you have in this life, you accrued, amen, come from the Lord. Amen. And Jesus is asking me, how much do you love me? Amen. Church, God wants to know today, how far are you willing to go with Him? Amen. Church, I believe He asked Peter over and over. He said, Peter, how much do you love me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. Peter, how much do you love me? Lord, I've told you, I know how much I love you. Amen. He asked the third time. He said, Peter, go feed my sheep. Amen. Yeah. Boy, church, let me tell you something. I believe we got a job to do as Christians today. Yeah. I believe He wants us to go feed His sheep. Amen. He wants to know just how far you will go with Him today. Amen. Church, I only have one verse, and I'm going to tell you what it says. Amen. The book of Matthew, amen, talk about Judas. Amen. And the verse that says, Judas met up with these guys. And they said, Judas said, how much are you willing to give me? How much are you willing to give me to give you Jesus? He said, we will give you 30 pieces of silver. Yeah. 30 pieces of silver. He said, sold. Yeah. Amen, church. How fast are we willing to sell out to that old devil today? Yeah. Are we willing to step out and that old devil comes knocking on our door and says, Caleb, you got too much going on in your life. You don't have time for that church. You don't have time for the sick, you'll see. You don't have time to pray for the lost. How much are you willing to be sold out for? Let me tell you something. When God saved my soul, amen, this soul is not for sale. Amen. Hey, church, I'm going to stand on God's Word. I'm going to stand on what He teaches me in His Word. Amen. I'm going to live it to the last day that I take. The last breath that I take into somebody. Amen. I will stand for God. Amen. Amen. Boy, Jesus is asking you. God's asking you today, how much do you love me?
Amen.
Amen. How much are you willing to do? Amen. You know, like we talked about in the book of Luke, and between messages, you know, back and forth, and Brother John got touched in Luke chapter 16, the rich man. Amen. But a little bit before that, it said, God knows your heart today. Amen. The Bible says God knows your heart. Why are you trying to justify yourself, amen, with the world? Why are you trying to be esteemed to men? Why don't you try pleasing God for once in your life? Church, sometimes I think we get so caught up in this world trying to impress men in this life, trying to impress a higher power. Amen, church, but all the while, God is the one we need to be serving. Amen. God's the one we need to be impressing. God's the one we need to be esteeming to. Good preaching. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you something, church. Sometimes, boy, we get high horse. Amen. We get so caught up in the busy things this life. I'm the first one to say it. Amen. I get caught up in my job. This past week, revival. Yes, I love going to revival, so get me wrong. But I'm human. Amen. Come Wednesday, I was dragging. Come Friday, I was dragging even more. Whining like a little girl. Amen. Amen. But let me tell you something. God says, how much do you love me? How far are you willing to go for me? Amen. How far are you willing to go to serve me tonight?
Amen.
Boy, that filled my tank. Amen. It gave me just enough I need to get through the rest of the week.
Amen.
Well, I went to that revival Thursday night. We saw one saved. Amen. I didn't have to preach it. Amen. Just to see the woman walk the aisle was good enough for me. Amen. At church, we're Christians today. Getting to see people saved. Getting to lead the lost to Christ. Amen. Getting to take part in something like that. That should mean the world to you today. Amen. Sometimes, amen, you can't get them to go through the door. Amen. Sometimes you can't even get them in the car. Amen. Sometimes you can't even get them out of bed for God.
brother.
Huh?
That's right, brother.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go far for God anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Judas went as far as taking 30 pieces of silver.
Right.
Now, what it accrues to in these day and age, I don't know. 30 pieces of silver, I don't know. But it ain't worth a lot of price of man. Amen. I remember, you know, talks in the Bible. Hey, man, they stood, Pilate stood Jesus and Barabbas off to the side. Hey, man, he said, listen, I've got a God that's murdered.
Amen.
I've got a God that's stole. I've got a God that's robbed people. Hey, man, I've got this fella right here that's never done a thing in his life. I saw a guy right here that was willing to heal the lame and make the blind see. Hey, man, to save the poor sinner. Hey, man, church, there's nothing wrong with him. How about you know what they said? Release the sinner Barabbas. We want him.
Yeah.
An innocent man. Sitting right in front of him. We want Barabbas.
Yeah.
All them people in that crowd, hey, man, sold out that day.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when they said, Barabbas, give us to that murderer right there. We'd rather have somebody that took an innocent man's life.
Amen.
Hey, man, it will take Jesus to be crucified. Hey, man, Pilate kept saying, oh, this man is innocent. He's never done a thing to you. And they kept saying, crucify him. Hey, crucify him. Hey, church, just so many times in this life that we turn our backs on God and we turn our lives away from him. It's the same thing you say, crucify him. Hey, church, let me tell you something. Jesus only died on the cross once.
Amen.
He won't do it again.
That's right. Amen.
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 Come on, church. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what. How much do you love the Lord today?
Amen.
How far are you willing to go for God today?
Bless the Lord.
Boy, I tell you what. I'm excited about this next revival coming up. Amen. We come out with a good one. I've heard Thursday and Friday night down in the holler was great. Amen. Spirit moved. Amen. Bringing in some fair preaching. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. God can bring revival to a church
amen.
If you're willing to open the door and let it in. Amen. But sometimes we just want to lock the door on God. Hey, we're content with the devil being a church.
Amen.
And clogging everything up. Cold enough to hang meat on the walls.
Amen.
Hey, church, let me tell you something. God wants a church that's on fire. God wants a church that's willing to work. God wants a church that's willing to burn up the roads.
Amen.
We lost Christ.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what he wants. Amen. He's got enough slaughterhouses around here. He don't need any more cold places to hang people up.
Amen.
Come on, church. Amen. Well, I tell you what, the service we were at this week, Spirit was there. Amen. The word was brought. Amen. There's enough preaching this week to save the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. If you want to read up a little bit further, what I was just coming out of the book of Matthew, talked about a woman, amen, before Jesus was getting ready to be crucified or getting ready to be betrayed. The woman had a whole box of ointments, what the Bible teaches.
Yeah.
And she went up and she poured that ointment on Jesus and anointed his body.
Yeah.
First thing people said, well, that's a complete waste.
Yeah.
What are you doing that for? Amen. But I believe she loved the Lord so much.
Amen.
That's the least she could have done. Amen. And but yet they still fought her. At least they still made fun of her. At least they gave Jesus a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
But all the while, Jesus was just days away from being betrayed.
That's right, brother.
Boy, it's good stuff. Amen. Jesus went up that cross.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He was crucified.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. We talk about how far do we, how much do we love God.
Amen.
And I've said this many times, Jesus stretched out his hands on the cross. Amen. He spread it out wide. Amen. I don't believe it stopped at the end of the post where he hung you there.
Amen.
I believe it went far. Amen. It kept going. Amen. The Bible says he loved you this much. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus laid down his life for you. Hey, church, after this revival we came out of. Amen. After the service we had this morning. How much do you love God?
Amen.
How far are you willing to go for him today?
Yeah.
Amen. Does it stop right there at the door? Or does it go inside the car we can go home? Do you take it to your job? Or are you leaving it home? On the recliner. Amen, church. Let me tell you something.
Amen.
I believe we need to pack the Lord up and take him with us.
Amen.
I believe we need to go as far as in Mexico.
Amen.
And I believe we'll take us home one day.
Amen.
Huh? Ain't that good to know?
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what. I tell you, the Lord called me to preach. If I get to preach sometimes, Lord, I really don't feel good tonight. Boy, I feel horrible. I don't really want to preach. The Lord said, I didn't ask you if you felt like it. I didn't ask you if you felt like it, boys, huh? I believe he said you get up there and do it. Amen. I could have called me and other men in this world to do your job, but I called you. Amen. That church, if you vacuum the floors here,
amen,
if you wipe the countertops down, amen, if you mow the yard, I believe he's called you to do Boy, I tell you, I'm not a pastor. I don't know nothing about it. I've seen enough of it. I've seen enough pastors of it. Amen. They know how church goes. I believe that man out there, or woman who mows the yard, is just as important as a pastor behind the pulpit is. Huh? Amen. It hurts. Amen. Sometimes, no. I believe the one that comes in here and scrubs these tables down is just as important as anybody else in the church. I believe we need people to stand up for God. I believe we need to have people to stand in and take a spot. Amen. It's willing to step out for the Lord. Amen. It's willing to preach His Word. It's willing to sing His Word. Amen. It's willing to go out and tell the people, amen, lost people,
yeah, right,
just how good Jesus,
amen,
is today.
Amen.
Huh?
Brother.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, I've never felt such a spirit this week, man, in a long time. Hey, man, I didn't even preach, my voice is about gone. Hey, man, I've seen spiritual movement this week just blow me away. Yes, I did get drugged around like a little rag doll this week. I did. I went just about everywhere that church had. Amen.
Amen.
But let me tell you something. I don't believe it was a man that did that. I believe it's the Spirit of God that gets a hold of somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, man, men don't have nothing to do with the spiritual movement. That's all the Lord. Amen. Hey,
yeah,
man, church, I just want to ask you something tonight. Hey, man, not only how much do you love the Lord, but who are we trying to impress in this life? Who are we trying to live up to? Hey, man, are we trying to live up to mom and daddy? Are we trying to live up to the pastor?
Yeah.
Are we trying to live up to the Lord?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Boy, that just stuck with me, that verse.
You know, brother.
Said, matter of fact, you know, I'm just going to read it. Hang on a second. Boy, yeah, it's easy to preach on a couple of verses, but it's really stuck in my mind. Luke chapter 16, you don't have to turn. I'll just read it real quick for you. Luke chapter 16 says, in verse 15, said to them, let's back up 14, the Pharisees also who were covetous heard all these things, and they derided him. He said to them, you are they which justify yourselves before men.
Mm-hmm.
But God knoweth your hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God knoweth your hearts, for which He is highly esteemed among men. Being highly esteemed among men, what He say is? It's abomination in the,
yeah,
sight of God.
Amen.
Just who are we trying to impress these days?
Amen.
Huh? Hey, man, just because somebody gets behind the desk and just somebody gets up, hey man, goes to work in a big suit and tie, and just because we have to answer somebody every day when we clock in, hey man, I'm not trying to be highly esteemed. I'm not trying to impress that fella in there. Hey man, when it's all said and done, I want to know hear the Lord say,
amen,
my good and faithful servant, have entered into the joys of many. Hey man, church, I want to join that number one day. I want to know that I impressed God enough. Hey man, that He will bring me home.
Amen.
That's what we all should be wanting to do tonight. Do we love the Lord?
Yeah.
Feed His sheep.
Amen.
Do you love me? Feed my sheep.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's the third time.
Yeah, amen.
Do you love me? Amen. Feed my sheep.
Yeah.
Just do it. Amen. Don't ask questions, Brother Terry. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
We don't need to question God. Amen. Just do it.
Amen.
Ain't God good?
All
to give us so many blessings,
yeah,
undeserved. That's what we are.
Yeah.
Huh? We don't belong in this world. Amen. We didn't deserve the breath that God put in our bodies.
No.
Amen. We don't deserve the roof over our head.
No.
We don't deserve the clothes we put on our back.
No.
I don't deserve the job that I get to go to every day. Amen, church. It's all a blessing from God. Amen. He loves us so much. Not only did He give His Son to die on the cross for us. Amen. But He's willing to give us so many blessings every day. Amen. To get to see your kids another day. Get to go see your parents one more time. Get to get me in church with your family for one more Sunday.
Yeah.
We didn't deserve any of that. But God loves us so much, He's willing to do that for us.
Yeah.
Hey, man, church, I'm about to come close in a minute. You know, I got to thinking. Amen, I preached this a couple of times. You know, God sat up there and He watched His Son go up that hill, amen, Mount Calvary. Sat there and watched. He could have stopped if He wanted to. But you know what? He knew the only way that these sins were going to get covered is with a perfect sacrifice. Amen. He sat there and watched Jesus, His only Son,
yeah,
go up that hill, put that cross down, be strapped down and nailed to. Amen. And watch Him die. Amen. Right there. How many of us can do that today?
Yeah.
How many of us can watch our young, and I don't have any kids, But I've got nephews, amen. How many of us can sit there and watch our nephew, our kids, walk that hill, amen, on Mount Calvary, and give his life for us? I don't believe none of us to do that. If you say you do, when you talk at the church, let me tell you something, church. There was no other sacrifice that could be made to get us to heaven but through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. Amen. The Bible says, Jesus is the door. Amen. When you knock, He'll open. Amen. And let Him in. Ain't that good to know? Amen. Church, when we're in our deepest struggles, we're in our deepest valleys, and God is right there in the midst with us.
Yeah. Amen.
He's in the midst of our storms.
Yeah.
He's in the valleys we walk through.
Amen.
Where two or three gathered in His name, He'll be there too.
Amen.
Right. Oh, church, I tell you what. Amen. God's got plans. Amen. I'm just honored to be part of it. Amen. Amen. I'm just honored to take part in it. I was a little bit too late, but it's all right. We're here. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. God's churches will stand. Amen. The building may burn up one day. Amen. When the Lord comes back, His building will be on fire. Amen. But the church will go on home. Amen. Amen. We'll go on home to be with the Lord. But the question I have for you tonight, as we stand there against the song, if you don't care, buddy. Amen. Let me ask you something. How much do you love the Lord? Are you willing to go feed a sheep? Are you willing to go to work tonight? Amen. Who are we trying to press this life? Are we trying to press the Lord? Are we trying to press men?
Amen.
Today in this life, I think we got a decision to make. Amen. Yeah. Boy, sometimes it's easy to get sidetracked. I do it. Trust me, I'm right there. I'll be the first one. Amen. Pray. Amen. Sometimes we get so caught up in this life. Amen. And my family, my job, and everything else.
Amen.
And I tend to put the Lord on the back burner. Yeah. The Lord wants us to put Him first and foremost in our lives. Amen. He won't take a back seat to nobody.
Right.
Amen. Whoever wants to come pray, please come.
Jesus, my Lord, suffer for me.
Carry the cross. All because He loved your soul. Amen. All because He loved us. Amen. Carry the cross all the way. How much do you love us tonight? Amen. Are you willing to go all the way with God? Just like Jesus went all the way through. Church, I believe, amen, we can do more for God today. I believe we can go to the outer limits, amen. I believe we can stand, amen, for God in His Word. Hey, church, we can step it out. Amen, give it all to God tonight.
I believe
God sees us when we come, amen, to His feet. Amen, I believe when we bow, amen, and come to the altar. I believe He sees that, amen. I believe when we get up, amen, we leave those burdens there. Amen. I don't believe we ever need to pick them up again. Amen. I believe there's Jesus from there. But you know what? God sees us. He knows your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. He knows how far you want to go from Him.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know, the Bible teaches us that He gives us a choice of free will.
Yeah.
Amen. He don't force nothing upon us. I believe it's their own decision what we make in this life.
Yeah.
We can make it miserable. We can have the worst day of our life if we want to.
Lord.
But you know, I believe there's a God. Amen.
Yeah.
That can see us through each day.
Yeah.
Amen. We can live like happy Christians like we're supposed to live.
Amen.
I believe we need to be happy Christians. Amen.
Amen.
What kind of light are we showing? When we go outside, boy, I'm having church Sunday. It's great. Yeah, it's great. Or when we go home, we go to work and say, Lord was good to us.
Amen.
We see people saying the Spirit moved.
Amen.
Why don't you come get some of that? Amen.
Amen.
Boy, God loves you tonight. Amen. He loves His church. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to preach tonight.